Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to say smart in Chinese. We have a person who is very smart. She is Sunny Bates, the CEO of Sunny Bates Associates, and she's also on the board of many companies, including Kickstarter. Hi, Sunny. 你好.
你好.
Right, Sunny, you are one of the smartest people I know. And I really want to share how to say being smart in Chinese. In Chinese, we say 聪明.
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 Yeah, 聪明, that means someone who is intellectually smart. And when we say that, it's actually there are two words together. And the word for 聪 actually means your hearing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and then to say 明 is actually means your eyesight. Your eyesight is very good. You have clarity.
So you hear with clarity.
That's right. And someone, I guess, I don't know why ancient Chinese people, they put good hearing and good eyesight and with clarity together. That means someone is smart. Maybe they felt like this person, his judgment is not clouded. So when someone has good hearing, good eyesight, 聪明, that means smart.
聪明.
聪明. And to say someone is so smart, then we say 好聪明.
好聪明.
好聪明. 好 is good. And also in this case, it's been converted from adjective to adverb,
mm-hmm.
to means very, so very smart. 好聪明.
好聪明.
And to say someone who is not smart, we just add no in front of 聪明. So we say 不聪明.
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 不聪明. That's right. And then when we say someone, a smart person, we say 聪明人.
聪明人.
聪明人. 聪明 is smart and person is 人. So we add person behind smart. That's 聪明人.
聪明人.
That's right. And Sunny, as a female, we say you are 女人. 女 is female, 人 is person. So a female person, you are a 女人.
A 女人.
女人. I am 女人 as well. You are 女人. So we are both 女人. To say a smart woman, we say 聪明女人.
聪明女人.
聪明女人. And you are a smart woman. You are a 聪明女人. 聪明女人.
聪明女人.
聪明女人. And of course, my native language is Chinese. And the first time I tried to speak English, and I struggled because in Chinese, every sound is one character. So every sound is like one bit in the music. So beat by beat is all equal length. But in English or in French, sometimes people say things as if they're singing. This is why when a Western speaker, native speaker, when they first learn Chinese, they may smooth out the characters. And then vice versa, if you have the native Chinese speaker trying to speak either French or Spanish, you can hear the dot, 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 dot sound at the equal beat for each byte. So when we speak Chinese, just speak every character clearly and make an equal tempo. So, 聪明女人.
聪明女人.
That's right, 聪明女人. Right, we know that a lot of people, they feel like, okay, intelligence, sometimes it's something genetic. But some people, they also argue that it's actually something you can train. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that you have to have an open growth mindset, and I think that you can certainly develop intelligence over time.
Mm-hmm.
I also know that there's a tremendous amount of genetic possibility in either both being very intelligent or not, so on either end of the spectrum. But I think that it's probably 2/3 native intelligence and 1/3 that you can learn intelligence.
Right. And learning intelligence is one thing. And there's also another way of looking at that is whether or not people should work hard. And there's a lot of research about that.
Yes, and I also think there's different kinds of intelligence. There's certainly body intelligence, people in terms of movement.
Mm-hmm.
There's athletic intelligence. There is a kind of virtuosity, sort of musical intelligence. Could be sometimes people quite musical without being able to be what we would consider sort of intellectually bookish intelligence. So I think there's multiple intelligences. There's emotional intelligence, which gets back to the way you were describing someone being smart, because it is about listening and about all of the social cues that you see with people. It's quite different from book learning. As I'm sure you have experienced people who are brilliant intellectually and have no clue about how to engage with people emotionally.
Yeah, and if you look at the way ancient Chinese people, they put phrases together by saying a person being able to hear and being able to see is actually the smart one rather than the one being able to articulate and being able to teach other people. So the real smart people, they actually absorb information and process it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay, there's a bonus word to say someone who is clever. Clever, I know in English, it can be very positive, but sometimes can be slightly negative. Something which is very clever, we can say, oh yeah, it's very 机智. And a 机智, that means someone have quick wit. But at the same time, when you sometimes you use in different contexts, you may mean a slight negative meaning. Something is too smart. In this case, we can say 小聪明.
小聪明.
聪明 is the same thing, smart. But then in front of it, we add one character that means small. 小, so that means a bit petty. So it doesn't show much respect when you say that, oh yeah, she is just 小聪明 or he's just 小聪明.
Interesting.
Now you can see that Chinese is actually quite a flexible language. You can mix and match different characters and you come up with a much subtle and more diverse meanings in many ways.
That's surprising.
Yeah, thank you, Sunny, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we learned how to say smart in Chinese, 聪明. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Sunny.
再见.